Hi, I'm Mike Bain from Christian Voice New Zealand. By its very nature, cancel culture is joyless and lifeless. It's built on negativity, criticism, and fault-finding. In the long term, it can't be sustained. Cancel culture produces death rather than life, and fear rather than faith, stifling creativity and suffocating free expression. As expressed by John Cleese of the Monty Python fame, he said, "I mean, if you're going to come out with something really interesting artistically, it's going to come out of your unconscious. And if you're having to edit everything you say before you say it, then nothing is going to happen creatively. And also things that are rather lovely and funny in ordinary conversation, they're not going to happen either. Because everybody's thinking, oh, somebody might be offended." The latest intended victim of cancel culture is Clint Eastwood, based on a joke he made back in 1973. As reported on Fox News, the clip in question comes from the 1973 Academy Awards, in which actor Marlon Brando famously refused to accept his award for Best Actor in The Godfather. Instead, he sent a Native American activist on stage to lament Hollywood's treatment of American Indians by the film industry. The activist, Sakeen Littlefeather, explained his reasons as being a protest regarding the treatment of American Indians then by the film industry and on television and movie reruns. When Eastwood came to the podium to present another award, he quipped, "Oh, I don't know if I should present this award on behalf of all the cowboys shot in all the John Ford Westerns over the years." And for that, Eastwood has now been targeted. Not that he'll care, especially at his stage of life. The treatment of Native Americans over the centuries has often been shameful. There has often been a stereotyped negative portrayal of them in movies, especially in past decades. But to make an issue out of a joke Eastwood cracked in 1973 is to put the absurdity of cancel culture on full display. Well, that's America for you. But what about New Zealand? How long will it be before someone cancels our country's much-loved comedian Billy T. James and his portrayal of both Maori and Pākehā? What about comedians from the past like David McPhail, John Gadsby or Jeanette MacDonald for their past characters? Today's jokes can't be funny, lest someone be offended, whereas for centuries the offence was understood as part of the joke as we all laughed at ourselves. And there can be no nuance in the message, lest someone misunderstand the meaning, thereby putting everyone in fear of saying one wrong word. Today, one cannot tread too carefully, which will result in smaller and smaller circles being drawn until only the tiniest super elite segment remains in good standing. The key to overcoming this stifling, suffocating atmosphere is to reject the superior moral standing of these elitists, telling the few that we, the many, will not be intimidated or manipulated by them. For our part, as followers of Jesus, it is love that compels us to honour and respect others and to interact graciously with those with whom we differ. We would never intentionally insult someone or cause them pain or shame. And if we have a blind spot, wouldn't we want someone to point that out and help us to grow in sensitivity? But I will not for one moment bow to a suffocating ideology that cancels and destroys all dissenters and silences all dissent, and neither should you. And along the way, just remember to smile and laugh. It'll be good for you. God bless and thanks for listening. If you want more information, just jump online to christianvoicenewzealand.com.